cowboy told us, oh. And who am I to disagree? Cause when the madman flicks a switch, see the point, cause there's so much food here today, that no one wants to take away.
Welcome to episode number 147 of the Sane Asylum. It's June 11th, smoke and allergies, 2023. I'm your host, Giuseppe Vaffanculo. Some call me the G-Man. And what an honor it is to have him back in the co-host seat. My friend, your friend, John Friend, one of the most compelling truth tellers and independent journalists operating out there right now, working with his own website, which I urge you to check out regularly, the Realist Report, as well as one of the ace writers for the American Free Press and the Barnes Review. So welcome, John. How are you doing today?
Giuseppe, what's up, buddy? It's good to connect once again. It's been about a month, I think, since the last time we did a show.
Yes, sir, it has, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's good to reconnect with you as always. Hope all has been well. I know it's getting into summertime here. It's finally getting nice and getting some nice sunshine. No rain though, which is kind of odd. We haven't had any rain like the past like couple weeks. At least nothing substantial, which is pretty odd. But no, otherwise it's things are going well. Staying busy, definitely writing for American Free Press and the Barnes Review. And then of course, as you mentioned, I also maintain the realistreport.com, which is like more like my personal website. Although I do, I pretty much promote the newspaper and the magazine, the Barnes Review History Magazine, pretty extensively on my own personal website as well. So, yeah, man, things are going good.
I just got the latest one. I just received it yesterday in the mail, and you have some compelling articles. I cut you off. I was holding it up on the video end, but so tell us what you've been working on lately.
Well, you know, that's the thing, like, with the newspaper, it's always kind of difficult because we actually just – the way that we have the schedule set up with the show, we actually just finalized the most recent issue of the newspaper, which was just sent to the printer on Friday. So all my most recent articles are currently being printed. So what you have – and I just received it as well myself. I just received it I think on Monday I got it. Which is probably issue – it would have been issue 21-22. Is that right?
Let me look. You know what? I think I grabbed an older one. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I held up an older one. Yeah, exactly.
No, 21 and 22 is the most recent one that I just received. I've been writing for American Free Press since 2013 and – I usually have at least two or three, sometimes even more, articles every issue. The issue that you probably received, I wrote about the and I don't even know if we – I think we did actually talk about it briefly the last show, the whole situation with Daniel Penny, the ex-Marine that restrained that crazed
– Oh, that guy. Yeah, right. Yeah, that poor guy.
Yeah, and this guy is getting charged with – I think it's manslaughter charges, you know. You know, it's just a typical example of, you know, anarcho-tyranny in America and just the total politicization of the Justice Department in general. I also, you know, I've been I basically cover like the same topics like every issue, sort of like the same topics we tend to talk about on these programs.
Right.
The same topics I tend to talk about in my own, you know, my own podcast, you know, how totally just weaponized the justice system is in general. I wrote a pretty good article. I hate to toot my own horn, but I think it turned out really good for the newspaper. Did you see that the FBI whistleblower testimony?
Yeah,
one of the House Judiciary Committee on the weaponization of the federal government.
Yep, that was stunning.
Yeah, which is, I mean, you know, again, it's like it to me. It's still like shocking to hear. Just because, I mean, it's stuff we all know, right? I mean, we know how weaponized the federal government has become, especially under the Biden administration. But even under Trump, I mean, his own federal government that he was ostensibly running was totally weaponized against him. You know, and in many cases, he played right along with it, which is very, very alarming and you know, disturbing to say the least.
Right.
But there was a huge testimony, a huge committee hearing, and some very important testimony, public testimony provided. There was a lot of testimony that was provided sort of off the record. You know, people didn't want to come out with their real names and stuff, but there were a few that actually sat down and got up there and you know, used their own name and face and made some very powerful allegations against the FBI and just how totally weaponized it's become. And again, this is stuff that we all know, but it's still, I mean, even to me, it's still shocking to sit there and watch this and read about it and hear what these guys are saying, just how corrupt the whole thing was. I mean, I think to me, one of the most important revelations was the Boston field office was investigating, it was like literally like over 100 people. I think I have the details in the article. Yeah, it was like over 140 individuals who simply just attended January 6th. There were no allegations that they did anything illegal or entered the Capitol or anything like that. But the Washington, D.C. field office was like encouraging, like demanding that the Boston field office investigate all these people who came down from Boston to the event. And basically the only basis for the investigation was that two of the individuals involved in this group, they all took like a bus down there from Boston. Mm-hmm. Two of the individuals were alleged to have entered restricted areas of the Capitol. But rather than just limiting the investigation to these two individuals, they wanted the Boston field office to investigate everybody that was even on the bus. And when the Boston field office was like, well, what's the basis for this? You know, what is, you know, do you have any other evidence to show that any of these other individuals committed any crimes or did anything illegal or entered the Capitol? And the DC, you know, headquarters was basically like, well, we can't provide any of that information because it may expose undercover agents that we're trying to protect. Right. I mean, it's like literally like confirming like all of the quote unquote conspiracy theories about January 6th and how it was like just totally set up by these like undercover operatives, which I think there is definitely something to that allegation. I mean, it's been reported even by like the New York Times, for example, that there were undercover operatives and you know, undercover informants operating on the ground on January 6th, in many cases providing real-time intelligence to authorities. So the whole thing was just a total setup. And, you know, that's something that we've talked about, I'm sure, in the past, and it's pretty obvious to anybody that's, you know, even sort of investigated this independently. I mean, the whole thing was just one big media spectacle. And, you know, I think that this report that came out, the testimony that was provided really just underscored and proved that, you know, to a T, at least to anybody that has an independent critical mind.
Yeah, man, that's excellent observations. And you know what's so bizarre, John, and I'd like your thoughts on this, is that you know, Trump has been a Jewish rectum licker all the way back, literally, probably, to when he had to satisfy the bizarre subhuman Talmudist parasite Roy Cohn to get into Manhattan real estate. And Roy, who's – no, Roy's not gay. He just likes to make the sweet love to young, blonde, manly Gentiles. But so Trump has been willing to do whatever he has to do for a long time, clearly. And so – so Trump you know, didn't really do that much compared to what is coming out about pedo. Don't have to say alleged pedo about Biden. His own daughter has come out in the diary, said that she had to wait until her parents were passed out at 4 a.m. and take a shower. Otherwise, pedo Joe was going to come in the shower and molest her. And that happened regularly, as well as the many other video clips and the testimony from the young girl who, when pedo Biden was vice president, he leaned over smiling at the parent and pinches her left. Her right nipple and molested her. And it's, I have the video, many, and she's come out and said, yes, he did that. So this guy has a history of crime, and then combined with his sick son and that laptop, they should both already be in prison, right? I mean,
and yeah, absolutely.
And they're going for Trump. It just makes no sense. Well, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. Like, gosh, you know, the I mean, it's very clear that they're definitely after Trump. They've been after Trump from day one. I mean, that was pretty obvious. And who knows how – to me, I think it is probably pretty genuine and legitimate. These people, like the deep state, the quote-unquote deep state, and like these people at the FBI and the CIA and like the intelligence agencies, they have no love for Donald Trump. Generally speaking, there might be like, you know, some exceptions to that, but generally speaking, these people that run these organizations, the people that have made their career there, they have no love for Donald Trump, and they make that very apparent. I mean, even Chuck Schumer, do you remember that interview that Chuck Schumer gave? I can't remember if it was on Meet the Press or something. It was like a big, like, you know, mainstream platform where he basically got up there and said that, you know, Trump going after the intelligence agencies and criticizing, you know, the deep state basically is going to have some very serious repercussions, and that the deep state is going to go after him. Do you remember that interview?
I remember exactly that interview. Yep. He was sending up a shot against Trump's bow. But, you know, John, you have to think, when you step back and look at the history of Trump as being installed by better hackers than Hillary's hackers, because that's how corrupt it all is. The reason that the Talmudic Satanists are so against Trump and are so trying to hang him out to dry and do everything, I mean, is because they don't want real American patriots who got behind Trump, even though he didn't deserve it, with this MAGA movement, Make America Great Again. They don't want the parasites don't want real Americans to feel they have any chance of mounting a type of movement, a patriotic movement, a nationalistic movement, a populist movement to take this country back. I mean, to me, that's what's really going on.
Yes, I completely agree. And I think I think that's the whole reason to sabotage Trump and to undermine everything that he's ever tried to do ever since, you know, he stepped foot on the political stage is they do not want anybody like him. And it's not even necessarily like what, because I mean, again, and I've said this before, he had all the potential in the world to really make some big time changes once he was president. And of course, he totally failed at, you know, at least in all the major areas, the border, you know, eliminating the corruption in the deep state, and, you know, ending the wars overseas and ending Israel's influence. I mean, he basically doubled down on all that.
Yep.
But it's more what the potential that he has, what he actually represents, the people, like the genuine American spirit, the genuine American historic nation, you know, traditional America. You know, that's what they hate, and that's what they want to stymie and make sure never has any sort of political consciousness, never has any sort of authentic political representation, or even, you know, even a seat at the table, even making noise, even, you know, sort of attempting to even formulate our own agenda, our own political policies. You know, that's really what I think the main takeaway is with all this.
Well, you know, John, we're not the only ones who get this. Let's play a clip. Sam, producer Sam, if you could cue up clip number 5, which is a young patriotic white fella, Mike G, who nails the glaring hypocrisy between the witch hunt against Donald Trump and ignoring the traitorous crimes of pedo Biden. And it's great to see a young guy put all the pieces together for this puzzle.
I never thought we'd see the day when a party in power, a U.S. president, has a Department of Justice under him that arrests his lead rival during an election, in the middle of an election. Yet here we are. We have two standards of justice. One for BLM rioters and Antifa. Another one for peaceful January 6th protesters. One for Chelsea Manning. Another one for Julian Assange. Guess what? Now you have one for Joe Biden, who violates the same laws about document retention and classified documents. And then one for President Trump. And actually, there's deep questions, legal questions. That's for the courts about declassification power, about whether documents are overclassified. But that's not the point. The point today is that we, the people, decide who actually governs in this country, not some administrative police state. And I am sorry, we do not live in some banana republic where the party in power gets to use its power to arrest political opponents. And believe me, it would be easier for me if Donald Trump were not in this race. But this is not about politics to me. This is about principle. I stand on the side of principle, and I'm committing to say that if I am elected as your next president on January 20th, 2025, I will pardon not just President Trump, but every victim of a politically motivated prosecution. Believe me, there have been others too. We will restore the rule of law in this country again.
Well, there you go, John. I didn't mean to interrupt, but back on your point, please continue.
No. That's very well said. And I think that was actually Vivek Ramaswamy, the Indian like business guy that's running for president as a Republican. And I mean, yeah, look, there's nothing to disagree with. I think he said that very concisely and very powerfully. And that's ultimately the state of America. I mean, this has been going on for a long, like, years now. I mean, geez, it's crazy to even think about. Like, we've been living under this total joke of a democracy, of a you know, legitimate constitutional republic. I mean, the concept of democracy is totally fraudulent anyways, but even like the joke of the 2020 election, I mean, give me a break. You know, there's no way that Biden won that election. The whole thing was fraudulent from start to finish. But I mean, just the rule of law and how it's been totally just turned against Republicans and conservatives, and certainly against anybody that's, you know, demonized by the ADL as like a white nationalist or an anti-Semite or whatever.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is typical. This is the sort of Jewish tyranny that we live under these days. And, you know, that's the thing. I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's where we need to be. We need to be talking about these issues. We need to be framing it this way, because I mean, that is what it is. We are living under a total Jewish dictatorship in this country.
Yep, absolutely. They have no business being in power. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
Well, no. I mean, to a point where, and this was like one of the main articles I wrote for the most recent issue of the newspaper. You know, literally the Biden administration and the ADL are working hand in hand to marshal the entire resources of the federal government to counter quote unquote anti-Semitism. I'm sure you saw the national strategy
to counter anti-Semitism. Yep.
Well, and I mean, this is something that's been a long time in the works. They've been, you know, pushing for this for a very long time, going back years, but certainly see, and I actually had I did a podcast with Tim Kelly from Powers and Principalities, and he also hosts Our Interesting Times.
Right, he's great.
Yeah, one of the best podcasts. I mean, at least in my opinion, it's definitely like one of the better ones that I listen to regularly. And you know, we talked all about this and spent like an hour and a half discussing it. And you know, I mean, again, think about it. Like the level of gaslighting that goes on a daily basis, but certainly, you know, ever since Biden has been in the White House, I mean, he goes on and on about how white supremacy is like the greatest threat to the country, and anti-Semitism is a plague, and you know, America is like a white supremacist country. I mean, for America being allegedly such a white supremacist country, it's pretty amazing how Jews literally have the ear of the entire federal government, and somehow manage to get the Biden administration to release this national strategy to basically counter awareness and open discussion of Jewish power and influence. That's what this is really all about, is shutting down any frank and open and honest discussion of what the Jews are up to and just what sort of power and influence they actually do wield in society, in the federal government, in the Biden administration. I mean, his whole entire cabinet is basically staffed by all Jews.
Yep.
And you know, again, that's really what this boils down to and what this amounts to. And you know, again, it's just total gaslighting, and this is typical. This is how these people operate. They control the narrative. They control information. They basically control what can and can't be said on social media. And you know, I sent you that article about Elon Musk. I mean, every day there's some article about how Elon Musk is, you know, threatening American democracy by opening up Twitter and, you know, allowing anti-Semites to take over the platform, which is not true at all. I mean, I've been basically shadow banned on Twitter for years now.
Yep.
And I'm surprised I even am still able to maintain an account. I think it's basically at a point where, like, you can't even really follow anything I do unless you specifically go to my page, you know, to even see anything that I post. I mean, for years, you couldn't even post a link to my website. It would automatically flag it as like a malicious or dangerous link that would like hack your computer and like steal your information. I wish I would have taken screenshots of that But I mean, that's basically what it said. If I tried to post a link directly to my website, I wasn't able to. Now, for whatever reason, I can. But, you know, for like 2 or 3 years straight, I couldn't even post a link to my website. And I mean, you can't even really see anything I post unless you go directly to my page. So it's kind of like to me, and I don't even bother anymore. I don't really bother with any of these big social media platforms anymore. You know, I mean, right. I do have Twitter, I have Gab, I have Telegram, but, you know, I basically use it just for my own purposes rather than trying to like build a huge audience or something, because it's just, to me, at least in my experience, kind of just been a waste of time, you know, when you're basically just shut down and shadow banned and people can't even find it unless they specifically go to it. So anyways, I mean, you know, they're portraying Elon Musk as like this, you know, enabler of anti-Semitism and hate speech and, you know, Holocaust denial, when that's really not at all true. I mean, he does make some interesting comments and some interesting tweets from time to time. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, you know, whatever he's doing, whatever he's up to is certainly stirring the pot and making things interesting.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I don't trust him. I think he's basically, you know, proven to be some sort of globalist. I mean, this guy is promoting artificial intelligence and, you know, like connecting your computer to connecting your brain to a computer and like all this other very like dystopian, you know, like truly like the epitome of like New World Order type technocracy nonsense. Yeah. So anyways, I mean, but again, you know, just the fact that, you know, people are able to like openly post quote unquote anti-Semitic material on Twitter, at least if it's sort of, you know, done in a way that's not like way like too over the top. I mean, you know, these people are outraged, and you see articles. I sent you that article I just read from the Jewish Daily Forward that was published a couple days ago. I just came across it today, you know, and again, you could find this like literally every single day, you know, if you follow the Jewish press, about how anti-Semitism is rising and, you know, there's more. Like a mainstreaming anti-Semitism. In fact, one of the pillars of this national strategy is to reverse the normalization of anti-Semitism and counter anti-Semitic discrimination. And of course, they have all this, you know, all these proposals about funding the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum and creating more research grants and programs for Holocaust research and education. I mean, how much more money are we going to put into Holocaust research? You know, it's like, gosh, don't they?
Spend 20 minutes.
Like $1 billion industry.
Yeah. You can spend 20 minutes on the internet of doing Holocaust research and you discover it's a complete lie. All you have to do is go to the historical population tracking at legitimate internet sites through the 30s through the end of World War II, and you not only see that there were never 6 million Jews in Europe, there were only 3 million, and by the end of the war there were 5 million. So let's see, 3 million minus 6 million Holocaust, it equals 5 million. Of course, it's the new math. Of course, it works. And so it's funny, John. To me, it all you have to do is step back and say, Well, okay, Biden never won a primary in his entire life. Everyone knows he's a criminal, and most people suspect it. Now it's confirmed he's a pedophile. He's a Satanist. And so he's a proudly talks about being a Zionist. And so all of a sudden, this guy mysteriously is losing big to Trump. I remember when Jim Fetzer and I and a couple other individuals were covering the election live in 2020, and we were like, oh yeah, Trump's got this, getting late, we'll go to bed. And when it got up and mysteriously all these votes came in to give Biden the election, he got 81 million votes, yet he didn't even win 500 counties, whereas Trump, Obama in 2012 had like 67 million votes or something, and he won like 2,200 counties or something to that effect. And then Trump in his first election victory had even more votes, like 71 million, and he won like 2,450 counties. And all of a sudden, Pete Biden gets 81 million votes, yet he didn't even win 500 counties. So there you go, right there. And then who delivered him? Well, the Shlomo did, with the synagogue of Satan. And so what is Biden compelled to do? 84% of all key positions in the administration are dual citizen traitors, literally synagogue of Satan operatives, right? And you look at, since 2020, that vile kike Moshe Garfinkel, who goes by the East Coast blue blood name Merrick Garland, he's a little shrimpy Jew criminal, and he sent the FBI in full SWAT to school board meetings to try and intimidate decent, real humans, parents, mama bears, complaining about what this degenerate Jew bullshit is going on, trying to groom children at the Marxist Bolshevik 2.0 level. You look at this other parasite, Shmuel Blinken, who along with others is prosecuting a war for the Jew in Ukraine and wasting trillions of dollars and murdering, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not, you know, knocking on a million innocent Ukrainians, innocent Russians, all because the Jew has declared blood libel against Russia and has still not been satisfied, because Russia's still there, and the Russians kicked out the Bolshevik Jews and the Soviet Union, you know, 30 years ago. And so you just keep going down the line, and it's so obvious, and yet, you know, I don't care what Shlomo has their puppet Pete Biden do. If they have some kind of law that you can't say the Jew did this, well, you know what? There's a knocking on the door of a billion words in the human language. We'll call them Ferengis, like the brilliant Star Trek race that obviously was naming the Jew. We'll call them whatever. They're never going to silence the fact that anyone with half a brain like you and I is naming this satanic subhuman parasite for what it is. And it's just sad and heartbreaking that the average weak-minded, weak-willed, cowardly American can't see that this Jew cancer has destroyed this country and taken over this country, and they need to be real patriots and give Shlomo a one-way ticket to Israel.
Yes, sir. Very well said, man.
All right, that's the bottom of the hour music break. Stay tuned with the brilliant John Friend for the second half hour of hour one, and then we'll take your calls in hour two. Stay tuned.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
The journey keeps trending. I think the journey keeps trending. I really think so. The journey keeps trending. I think the journey keeps trending. I really think so. I heard your pronouns. Are they in them? You better slow down. It's all pretend. I just stopped caring, but I'll always be your friend. You're changing genders. Cut off your breasts. It looks horrendous. You're still depressed. You better hide your wife in case they might be next. I saw the pictures, it wasn't pretty. Please tell me, why did you go do that to yourself? I want the doctor who took your titties to be booked straight on the first flight to hell. Not that keep turning up at every time they're turning everyone to clowns. They're turning Kiss Rainy. I think they're turning Kiss Rainy. I really think so. They're turning Kiss Rainy. I think they're turning Kiss Rainy. I really think so. Turning Kiss Rainy. I think they're turning Kiss Rainy. I really think so.
All right, welcome back to the second part of hour number one of the new 2-hour Sane Asylum. It's an honor to be on Republic Broadcasting, a simulcast at speakfreeradio.com worldwide. And you know, those were some excellent commercials, and Republic Broadcasting really needs your help. You know, John Stadtmiller, the brilliant guy who was the foundation upon which he built this fine network, passed going on 2 years ago, and it's a major loss. And the people who behind the scenes who are trying to keep it going, they need your help. They need magic shekels. If you're a crypto bro and you made a lot of crypto, we'll donate and support one of the finest independent truth telling platforms there are. If you can, like that Wild Pastures is great stuff, and just order through the republicbroadcasting.org and many of the other excellent products. But the bottom line is, if you can afford it, give them some money, because it would be a much darker world if Republic Broadcasting had to turn out the lights because they didn't have enough money. All right, John, that's we might as well start looking at this insane Pride Month. You know, John, you know what the real problem is that we're all kind of decent people, and these satanic child raping pedophile trannies, homosexuals, lesbians, you think, oh, well, there's somebody's a son or daughter, so we have to be tolerant of them, and what they do in their basement, in their dungeons, in their bedrooms, in their clubs, it's really not our problem. Well, you know what? It really is, because that is essentially toxic, malignant tolerance, John, and it's just they keep inching along, just like the individual who we just the Sabbatean Frankist Shabbatist parasites who are behind all this. And propping up these flotsam and jetsam child raping subhumans, they are gleeful that this is now. I remember a decade ago, you know, it used to be on the local news. Oh, look at all the homos and the lesbies and the tranny freaks. They're all dressed up and they're just wearing a little elephant thong. And oh, look at how they're having a good time. And they'd have a minute coverage of the pride parade, and that was it. And now they have a month. And they have this Jew puppet in the White House who he gave a speech, John, and he broke federal law, and he took that pedo faggot rainbow flag. I'm surprised they didn't have a Star of David in the center of it, and they put it front and center, which is only supposed to be for the American flag. And he bordered, or he didn't. He's a moron who can't even tie his shoes anymore. The Jews who control him bordered that homo Jew flag with two American flags, which is against federal law. And so, John, let's listen to this. Is the speech Pete Biden should have given? And if you can, producer Sam, if you can, let's see, where is this? If you can set up and play clip number. Shoot, it's here. I just have to find it.
Clip six.
Let's see.
The cute girl going on a rant about the whole Pride Month.
Oh no, clip 11. Rare instance. This should be the real world. Rare instance of Pete Biden telling the truth. Number 11, Sam.
You will never be a real woman. You have no womb. You have no ovaries. You have no eggs. You're a homosexual man twisted by drugs and surgery into a crude mockery of nature's perfection. All the validation you get is two-faced and half-hearted. Behind your back, people mock you. Your parents are disgusted and ashamed of you. Your friends laugh at your ghoulish appearance behind closed doors. Men are utterly repulsed by you. Thousands of years of evolution have allowed men to sniff out frauds with incredible efficiency. Even trannies who pass look uncanny and unnatural to a man. Your bone structure is a dead giveaway. And even if you manage to get a drunk guy home with you, he'll turn tail and bolt the second he gets a whiff of your diseased, infected axe wound. You will never be happy. You wrench out a fake smile every single morning and tell yourself it's going to be okay. But deep inside, you feel the depression creeping up like a weed, ready to crush you under the unbearable weight. Eventually, it'll be too much to bear. You'll buy a rope, tie a noose, put it around your neck, and plunge into the cold abyss. Your parents will find you, heartbroken but relieved that they no longer have to live with the unbearable shame and disappointment. They'll bury you with a headstone marked with your birth name, and every passerby for the rest of eternity will know a man is buried there. Your body will decay and go back to the dust, and all that will remain of your legacy is a skeleton that is unmistakably male. This is your fate. This is what you chose. There's no turning back.
Now that is a speech Pete O'Brien wow. should have given. Clearly he yeah. didn't. But John, you know, I've been playing those deep fakes for months and I never knew who did it. Well, thanks to a very clever young man named White is Right, he turned me on to his buddy. His name is Flood, and he's got an Odyssey channel and a Telegram page. This fellow Flood is absolutely brilliant. And you should consider having him on your show and interviewing him. He is awesome. I had him on for the first time, him and White is Right, Friday. These guys give me hope for the future. That fellow Flood is just brilliant, brilliant guy. So hats off.
Oh, that's, yeah, man. Yeah, you ought to send me a link. Well, you don't got to do it right now, but
yeah, I'll get you a look up.
Yeah,
sure.
Send me a link. Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, I mean, you know what? And that I totally agree with everything. You know, that deep fake, you know, that 100% spot on. That's exactly what needs to be said. Although maybe, you know, we could dial it back a tad bit. But generally speaking, the overall tone, the overall message is 100% spot on. I mean, and again, this whole idea of like a slippery slope, and there were, you know, there was Christian conservatives, even mainstream Christian conservatives, warning that, you know, once you open the floodgate to gay marriage, quote unquote marriage, and I don't even like using that term because there's no such thing as gay marriage. The concept of gay marriage is a total affront and a total degradation of a genuine marriage. And it's basically, I mean, it's gaslighting. Again, this whole thing is gaslighting. It's like inverting reality and expecting you to go along with it and not say anything because it's either racist or anti-Semitic or homophobic or transphobic or whatever. Now, and we got to remember, Biden just, I mean, I don't even know, what was it, a month or two ago? Biden was literally giving speeches about how trans people are like the fabric of America. And like, you know, uplift the country, and they're the backbone of what makes America great, and like all this other nonsense. And now, of course, it's Pride Month, and this is just, I mean, it used to, you know, like you said, it used to be like this small little thing where, you know, everybody's like, okay, yeah, gay people are cool, and we're not mad at gay people anymore, whatever. Now it's this whole month-long thing, and it's probably been going on in big cities for much longer than that. But I mean, even the town that I live in now, it's like, they even have a freaking gay pride parade. It's ridiculous. And what it is, it's basically forcing this totally degenerate, totally just unnatural, like abomination, frankly.
Yes.
You know, on society and making you accept it, making you elevate it and celebrate it as if it is normal, as if it is like a hip, cool thing to do when it's nothing of the sort. And it has just totally wrecked our society in a matter of years. I mean, it's only, you know, really, I mean, I remember like in high school, like when I was in high school, I graduated high school in 2004.
Wow.
And yeah, this stuff was really not that, I don't really remember like all this gay stuff. I mean, it's way more prevalent now, obviously.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, back then, I do remember there was like, They had just started like a gay straight alliance, you know. But like aside from that, there you really didn't even hear about this stuff. But now it's like in your face all day, every day. Certainly for the month of June, and I mean it's just incredible. And I go and check on, you know, like Joe Biden on Twitter, or you know the President of the United States Twitter handle and the White House, and just see what they're posting. Mm-hmm. And it is just outrageous. I mean, what a total disgrace of a country we live in.
Yes.
Here's Biden. Here's the President of the United States Twitter handle. This was just yesterday. Today, the People's House, your house, sends a clear message to the country and to the world. America is a nation of pride. Now, what kind of pride are we talking about? Yep, are we talking about
exactly,
you know, like genuine American pride, like genuine, like, you know, reverence and respect for the people that made America, white European Christian settlers and explorers and builders and frontiersmen and hunters and well, no, said. We're talking about a bunch of faggots and a bunch of lesbians and a bunch of trannies. I mean, this is what America's turned into. And of course, he's got the flag, you know, the gay pride flag right in front of the White House. You know, again, it's just a total abomination. Now, this was actually just from today. I don't know if I sent this to you, but this is from the official White House Twitter feed, and it's quoting the gay black Jamaican wherever this woman is from. She probably
Haiti.
Needs to go
She's
back
from
to her
Haiti,
country.
I think. Yeah,
she's Haitian. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, Karine Jean Pierre, who is just, I mean, unbearable to even listen
yeah.
to. But they have a quote here about how she's a champion, advocate, and a fighter for LGBTQI+. And this is her quote. Okay, this is what, you know, the woman that is supposed to represent and speak for the president, speak for the White House, speak for the office of the presidency of the United States, which ostensibly is supposed to be one of the most respected, you know, dignified offices in the whole world. It's been a total mockery
yep.
over the course of the past few years and even before that. This is her quote: "Because your identity isn't your weakness, it's your superpower. You are already exactly who you need to be." Now, of course, this is referring to the LGBT tranny community.
Right.
Imagine if my identity – okay, Giuseppe, I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. What if my identity is tied up in my European-American heritage?
Right.
And the fact that my ancestors are all white and, you know, they're Irish and German and Scandinavian and English. Is that something that I – is that my superpower? Is that exactly – is that exactly who I need to be? Is that something that I can celebrate and openly advocate on and organize politically around? Or is that something that's hate and you know, supremacist? I mean, that's the thing. Like, the double standards here are just so outrageous and so unacceptable. I mean, really, that's what – despite, like, doing this for so long and, like, basically making the same points every time I do a podcast or interview
right.
people or whatever, it's like that's what drives me, is, like, these double standards are so wrong. It's so backwards. It's so – just unjust and just morally wrong that somebody's got to stand up and say these things. And, you know, I'm not saying like I'm the best person to do that. I'm definitely not. But like somebody's got to. And I just
you
don't see
do it. We have
I just
to do
don't
it.
See too many people doing it.
Yeah.
And once you see it and you just see it everywhere and it's like, my God, it's just so wrong and so on. I mean, just it's an insult. It's like I'm being degraded every time I like go on Twitter and look at any what these people are saying. I mean, I don't like go on, you know, I don't have cable or anything, so I don't watch anything on TV. The only time I ever turn on the TV is if I put on something on YouTube, which is very rare. But I mean, you know, just seeing this stuff and seeing what these people are saying is just such an affront to me as a person, as a man, as a father, as just as everything about me. You know,
well,
it's like,
John,
this is unacceptable.
That is extremely well said. You're such a brilliant, articulate guy, but you're speaking for literally knocking on the door of 80% of the American population. And producer Sam, if you can cue up clip number 8. And now here's a guy, A-list actor, black fella named Tyrese Gibson. I think he's been in the Fast and Furious movies and other things. And of course he's a rapper, but who isn't these days? And listen to this. He nails it. He's supposed to be out promoting his latest movie. And this was on a big show. When he says this, he was reaching a couple million people. And check this out.
Who can hear this interview to know, as much as I'm supposed to be promoting this movie and talking about my album, I just feel like we're in competition right now. because they are trying to normalize the devil. They are trying to populate. The devil is on the main stage at award shows and in every video and signs and symbols. And I said, you know what? We need to stop treating our relationship with Jesus like the little buddy that you talk to before you go to bed at night, and not be more vocal about all the things that God means to us and all of the things that God has brought us through. Because there's been a lot of moments that you didn't post about.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, you know, how did God decide to get me through this?
Yeah, man.
And yeah, they going above and beyond to promote the devil. And it's pissing me off.
Mm-hmm.
Because they used to devil worship. Who can hear this interview to know. As much as I'm supposed to be promoting this movie,
okay, that talking about my Sam, that's enough. But John, isn't that the case? It's exactly right that everybody is like, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. I go to church on Sunday, or I'm an XYZ. I'm spiritual. I'm a New Ager. You know, I have this relationship with Mother, Father, God, or what have you, which is great. More power to you. But the point is that these individuals, the cancer that's infected the White House, the cancer that is controlling it, the cancer that's controlling the mass media, the social media, the transnational corporations, the academia, the federal and most state governments now, this is not IRA, the CPA, Moshe, the deli owner. This is the direct descendant of the Babylonian Talmudic satanic worshiper. Satan means adversary. So I don't know, are they worshiping Moloch? Are they worshiping Baal, B-A-apostrophe-A-L? Are they worshiping Baphomet? Are they worshiping them all? But that has never changed. That they hide behind the so-called Reformed Jews and the Torah. These parasites who are promoting the devil, they are the direct secret society lineage dating back to the Babylonian Talmudic child raping, child murdering, vicious devil worshipers. And that's the bottom line. And if people don't wake up to that, things are going to get a lot worse.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, and there's no nice way to say this, but I mean, I tend to view the Jews, frankly, as like an ethnic group, as a racial sort of like subracial type group, I guess, as a very distinct group of people, right? And they, right, of course, they have, of course, view themselves as a very distinct, unique group of people, separate from certainly from white Christians and you know, every other group of people on the world, or you know, in the world. And I don't know. There's no nice way to put this, but they basically are Satan's kids. And I'm glad that I meant to tip my hat with the interview with Eli James, because, you know, that sort of perspective of the Bible and the understanding of who the Jews really are and who the people of the Bible really are is something that I've been very, very interested in for a very long time. And I don't claim to know or to have all the answers or to know exactly what's going on with the Bible. But I do think that that line of thinking makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Than the nonsense that we've been taught, you know, with the Schofield Bible and like the mainstream Catholic Church.
Yep,
and I'm still a practicing Catholic, don't get me wrong, but you know, I think that sort of I basically view that understanding of the Bible as like biblical revisionism. I mean, I'm very much concerned with historical revisionism and bringing history into accord with the facts and not letting the victors write the historical narrative, which is basically what we've been subjected to for, you know, decades at this point. But I apply that same concept to the Bible. And I think if you look at it honestly and with an open mind and read a book like The Great Impersonation by Eli James and, you know, consult other, you know, sort of, you know, like the Christian identity perspective in general, and there's all sorts of debate amongst that, you know, that community. But overall, generally speaking, I think that's a very accurate way of looking at the situation. And these people are definitely doing the work of the devil currently, and they have throughout history. You know, you look at history, and it's like the same thing over and over and over again.
Absolutely.
You read the Bible, and it was the same thing going on back then. And I do think that the Bible is a very accurate important historical document. It's not simply like a, you know, a collection of fables or something like that.
Absolutely.
I think there's a lot of real history in the Bible, and I think archaeology demonstrates that. I think there's all sorts of evidence. You know, we don't need to get into it, but I do think that the Bible is a very accurate historical record and a very important one. And I think it's more or less the same struggle we're dealing with today. It's about recognizing the evil that does operate in this physical world.
Right.
And I think it is embodied in the Jew. And that doesn't necessarily mean every single individual Jew.
Right.
But I think as a collective, you look at what they're about, you look at what they promote, whether it's trannyism and the gay rights movement, massive immigration, this whole idea of, you know, the gay American empire. I mean, think about that. Like, we're literally like, I'm surprised we haven't invaded Ghana. Or no, what was it? Uganda. I think it's Uganda.
Uganda made the anti-gay laws. Uganda.
Yeah, I mean, don't be surprised if all of a sudden there's like a coup in Uganda or like some special military operation being launched or some sort of, you know, gay op, you know, designed to overthrow that government. I mean, this is what we're about. We're about promoting sodomy and trannyism and multiculturalism and massive immigration and just all sorts of degeneracy. Anything that's against the natural ordering of the world that was created, that's instinctual, that everybody knows deep in their heart that, you know, you get married, you have kids, you have a family, you have a mother and a father, you don't have two males or, you know, two moms or something like that. I mean, this is just an affront to nature.
Yep.
It's an affront to our instincts.
Yep.
It's an affront to everything. And again, going back to my point about gaslighting, that's what the devil does.
Yes.
The devil will get up there and tell you literally the exact opposite of what you're seeing, of what you know in your heart, of what you know in your mind, of what you know in the very bones of your body to be true and right and normal and just, and expect you to accept it and not be strong enough to resist it and to say something and to overcome it.
What a great point. And to, let me read this list, John. Again, phenomenal point. These are the Jewish blessings since the Jew was allowed to use democracy to essentially silent coup, bloodless coup, take over this country. In the so-called Jewish century, the last 110 years, we have received from the Jew communism, Marxism, Zionism, Bolshevism, the Holocaust lies, 80 million decent white people dead in World War II, usury parasitic banking, the Holodomor, where 11 million innocent German-Ukrainian farmers were starved to death by these vile Jews, the Russian Revolution, endless wars, African slave trade, feminism, open borders, mass migration, white replacement, gun control, critical race theory, 9/11, USS Liberty, race mixing, 1965 Immigration Act, mass vax campaign, the bubonic Jew jab, COVID-19, transgenderism, legalized pedophilia, child trafficking, sodomy, porn industry, BLM, Antifa, Federal Reserve, tech censorship. Oh, I'm so grateful for the Jewish blessing. Stay tuned. We're going to open the phone lines for hour number two on the Sane Asylum with the brilliant John Friend and Giuseppe.
Term Storable Food Company, we have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.